separation. I'm separating you out of the world, and I'm separating you unto myself. And in that separation unto myself, the Lord says it's lovers to lovers. And there's a conception coming forth out of that place. And the Lord is birthing His new purposes for His people, because He says, I have destined a specific purpose for each one of you. And you will know that as it comes forth. And that time of loving these is the Lord.
Something at the back somewhere. It's supposed to be plugged in. Let's check and see if it's plugged.
Your grace has found me just as I am.
Can that turn?
I don't want to do it.
Glory.
For you are the King.
Yes, Lord.
For you are the King of kings and the Lord of
lords. Hallelujah.
And before you we bow down and exalt you, crown you as our King, as our Savior, the one that is and is to come.
Yes.
To you, Lord, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. We worship you.
Thank you.
that they would not just be lip service, but that they would truly be from our hearts that we belong to you, Abba. Father, thank you. You may be seated. Hallelujah.
You here?
Where the brethren dwell in unity, there the Lord commands his blessing. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I am very blessed tonight. I was very blessed earlier today as I began to just sit in our office and wait on the Lord for what he had for tonight. And I got so excited. I could hardly wait to get.
I went to read and it says joined. 12 means joined. United. Hallelujah. To govern. Amen. And then it says government, listen to this, is the means by which people are united into common purposes and goals. And I don't know about you, but throughout worship I felt the unity of the Spirit.
Anyway, even as I was looking into the Word, Pastor Don, you know what's going on, right? I was just sharing with him. I'm going to send a little bit of humor here, but sending with him is what I was sharing at the Revival Center. At one point, I had to stop and pull my pants up because he kept going down. I had a long top, but it was getting very uncomfortable. But anyway, so if I do this, hallelujah, you know what? We are truly breaking up. Received an offering, and the Lord said to him, no more lack. We're in the black. And that's the way we're supposed to come when we bring our offerings. And I took that for cash. He's prophetic, and I believe a prophet. And so when he spoke it, I believed it. And you know, like, my husband's line of work, you know, spring is usually very, very, very good. Fall is usually very, very good, but summer, there's a bit of a lull. Can I tell you that this summer, he has far exceeded anything that we've ever seen? And can I speak by faith right now? No, I'm not speaking by faith, I'm declaring it. There's much, much more coming. But you know what? You've got to keep sowing. And you've got to do it with the right Yes. I don't think you heard me. When we partner in giving our offerings, it's a favor from the Lord that we have to be able to do that. It's a privilege. It's not an obligation. If you're going to come and give tonight because you feel obligated, then stay in your seat, because I don't want your seat mixed with mine.
Amen.
I just want to confirm something, because I just went back to the ushers before she got up to take the offering. And I said, make sure everyone gets an envelope tonight, because God is going to do something exciting on this weekend. So that is a confirmation. Amen. And so when you come, you're giving to please the Lord. It's your voluntary giving out of gratitude. When we come to give, I think sometimes our mindsets are warped. We've fallen back into a religious spirit, a religious mindset. It's not. Are you thankful to the Lord for this? Are you thankful to the Lord for this campground? Are you thankful to the Lord for the opportunity of brothers and sisters from so many different streams to come together? Do you know how many lives, how many people I've met that have said that when they come to the campground, their lives were changed? We've heard many, many different testimonies. Mine has been totally changed by Eagle Worldwide, but it's the campground. Tremendous change that summer in my life. And so when you're sowing, when you're bringing out of gratitude to the Lord, bonus!
Yeah.
Bonus!
Yeah.
Because you know what's going to happen next year and in the years to come? Other people are going to give thanks to the Lord because of what you sowed, because of your gratitude to the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah! Woo! I was coming here and I was going to have all my notes, really, but anyway, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And you know, even as I was reading today, it came to mind that, I don't know, I'm just going to go. Okay, there are some people, sometimes they sit around and they say, well, if I had as much money as so-and-so, I would give good. Tell you what, if you can't give with what you've got, you won't give and you get more. And maybe so-and-so has more because so-and-so sold more. So I want to challenge you tonight. Don't change your mindsets. Change all of your stinking thinking and line things up with the Word of God. And recognize that tonight you have, that's why I'm bold, that's why I'm not ashamed, because what I'm giving to you is the Word of God. It's an opportunity for us to bring back to God in the presence tonight. Did you feel the presence of God tonight? Oh my gosh. And even as you bring your offering, I know that the worship team is going to bring us back into that place. So you're coming to give to the Lord. Hallelujah. The other thing is, and I've been coming here for 9 years. This is my 9th summer camp. Hallelujah. That's a good number, right? But one time in 9 years, listen up, please. One time in 9 years, I did what I'm about to do. Just the one time. And today the Lord brought it back to my heart, and I boldly say it because I know it's from God. He told me that there are 10 people here that can give $120. Listen to the Lord, people, because your obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
Don't try to figure it all out. 12, that unity, that governing, the body coming together, the apostolic, the government of God being established. The government of God was established in our worship here tonight. The king was ruling here. Let's not quench that by our withholding, all right? So I speak generosity over you tonight. So he told me that there are 10 people that can give $120. If you don't have it with you, then write on an envelope and make a pledge. Do we have the debit working tonight?
Yes.
So you can give by debit if you didn't bring the cash. And then he also told me that there are two individuals that can give $1,200. I'm not making this up. I would not make this up.
But I'm declaring over you that if God is speaking to you, if you get that little nudge, don't try to push it away. Listen to His voice and not the voice of the one that would want you to withhold. And so I just want to encourage you tonight. Hallelujah.
Glory.
If you're here and you don't have anything, then bring yourself and bring your all. If you only have 12 cents, then give your 12 cents. You see what I'm saying? And it's not about me. It's not about Dr. Russ or Pastor Maine. It's about this opportunity. I am telling you, I feel it in every fiber in my being that this is about an opportunity that you don't want to miss. That Barbara Yoder was here and declared that this would be an apostolic center, that God has a mark on this place. Oh, come on. What are you investing in? You're not investing in a man or a woman. You're investing into the kingdom of God. And then Stacy Campbell came and repeated basically the same thing. I don't know about you, but I'm partnering and I'm coming and I'm bringing with joy and I'm considering it a favor that God what just happened. Jennifer's here from the U.S.